Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me here, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, as I like to say, part of the solution. A lot going on here tonight, a lot going on in the news. You know, I wonder if you guys can figure out yet what's going on in Michigan. Any clue whatsoever? Yeah. Trump is handing it right now to Nikki Haley. She doesn't stand a chance. And I heard rumor today, I don't know how true it is, about her being a running mate for Robert Kennedy Jr., because they think that's going to fix it all, you know. But according to NBC News, as of just a few minutes ago, Trump has 72,000 votes with 63% of the votes versus Nikki Haley's 36,000 votes. I think we call that trouncing, right? She refused to drop out of the 2024 presidential race, but to what end? How much more does she have to spend, right? I mean, Trump won her hometown by double digits. But what can she not figure out here? You have to ask, right? Don't you? I do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. A little bad news. You know, some of these stars that you think are pretty good people, and I think this guy's a pretty good guy. Gary Sinise, his son, has passed away. He died from a rare form of cancer. He's 33 years old. A little heart-wrenching there. Some of you know him. He was in Forrest Gump. Started the Gary Sinise Foundation. Right? And frankly and honestly, but I don't know what it is with these people that want to share this stuff on Instagram. I mean, his son died, he could do whatever he wanted to do, but seriously. Now, the Gary Sinise Foundation shared the news of Sinise's son's death on Tuesday. The caption was, "In honor and memory of McKenna." Right? The foundation said that August 8th, he was born August 8, 2008. He was diagnosed with a very rare cancer called chordoma. He said it's a cancer that originates in the spine and only affects an average of about 300 people in the U.S. every year. Wow. I'm feeling bad for him. I mean, not necessarily. This I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't imagine what that's like. Can you? For real? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In a lengthy tribute to Mac, Sinise shared on his website, the 68-year-old actor revealed that his son died on January 5th. He was laid to rest on January 23rd, but, you know, it's nobody's business. Like any family experiencing such a loss, we are heartbroken. We've been managing to do the best we can as parents. It's so difficult losing a child. He's right. I can only imagine. He continued that my heart goes out to all who have suffered a similar loss and to anyone who has lost a loved one. We've all experienced it in some way. He said over the years he's met with so many families of our fallen heroes. He says, it's heartbreaking. And now it's happened to me. Anyway, I can only imagine what this is. So anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to him. He does a lot of great things. He does a lot of great things for veterans and for the community. He's just one of those guys that you got to feel bad for. I can only imagine what this is like. All right, she's still in it, sticking her foot in it, squishing it around. But Fonnie Willis, again, God, she can't stop. You know, she lied. The special prosecutor lied. Now, if he lied there, where else is he lying, right? Former law firm partner, divorce attorney Terrence Bradley testified under oath Tuesday regarding what he knew about Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis and the special prosecutor Nathan Wade, right? He knew about their personal relationship. He took the stand after Judge Scott McAfee determined that Bradley couldn't claim attorney-client privilege. Bradley, when pressed under oath, said that he couldn't recall several details of the timelines about conversation. God, yeah, I can't remember it right now. I'm sure I'll figure it out eventually. Defense attorney Ashley Merchant at one point referenced a text message between her and Bradley in which she asked Bradley if he thought that the relationship started before Willis hired Wade in 2021. Bradley responded, absolutely. But in court today, Bradley said, oh, I was only speculating. But he's sweating bullets. You got to sit there and wonder, okay, who's lying about what? Do you tell lies about your friends, about a case of national importance? The attorney asked. He said, well, I could have. I don't know. I can't remember. Ooh. Trouble Sees Your Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure. 855-ROJO, 855-732-YES, 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, is part of the solution, actually. And you do that, again, by getting informed, getting engaged, and really understanding what's going on. Okay, a recent update. Not that anybody's surprised. Trump is still trouncing Nikki Haley in Michigan. He's got about 87,000 votes with 65% of the votes versus Nikki Haley, who only has 42,000 votes. Now, she's going to stay in it and cause all kinds of aggravation. She's not going to win anything. She's not going to get anywhere. She is not going to be the Republican nominee. Now, she might be the nominee for an independent VP for Robert Kennedy Jr., but that's it. Right? I mean, seriously. Give it some thought. Think it through. All right. Back at it again. Talking about Willis. Right? Again, if this was a Republican DA, a Republican AG, a Republican judge, I mean, all of this, right? This would be on every channel, you know, 20 hours a day. And here you have the attorney that handled the divorce, right, for Fawny, I guess, Willis, or her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, talking about how this relationship went on before he got the job. He had been to her house 30 or 40 times before he got the job. And he wasn't just there to drop off paperwork and leave. His phone showed that he was there all night. Right? Now, here's the... Now, again, if this was one of Trump's kids, where would this be going? So he got paid, I think it was, what was it, close to $600,000 to put all this together? And he gets paid. He's going on cruises. He's going on trips. He's taking her with him. She says she paid him in cash to reimburse him. When the attorney says to him, can you show us the deposit? Where'd you put the money? Did you put it in your bank? Where's the deposits? Right? Now you'd love to look at his taxes to see how what he did. Right? And I got to tell you, when you look at this, if this was Trump again, Trump's family, Republican, these people would already be in handcuffs. The FBI would already been in the house in the morning, pulling all their paperwork, pulling everything they can. Am I wrong? You know it's right. It's not even a two-tiered system. For the Democrats right now, it's like, go get them. Go get them. Take them down. Now, it adds insult to injury as they're sitting there denying all of this. Now you start looking, you really start looking deep into what's going on. And text messages show that Nathan Wade's attorney admitted that Wade and Fawny Willis, they began a relationship before Wade was hired. Right? And in the text messages, they say they'll deny it. Now, that's how stupid you are. You know they can get access to this stuff. And in the text message you say, we'll just deny it. That's so cool. That you're that dull. That's what's cool. Right? They got geo-tracking on these phones. They can go back and get your messages. They talked over 2,000 times. 2,000 voice calls. Right before he was hired. Before he was hired. 12,000 text messages. Before he... Actually, over a period of 11 months before he was hired. What do you think they were talking about? What do you think they were doing? So just amazing. I mean, again, okay for them to lie. Okay for them to get confused and not remember. But God forbid, if Trump ever did it... They would nail it. They would try. They would nail him to the wall. I should say they would try to nail him to the wall. CBS, ABC now projecting Trump as the winner in Michigan. And I don't know if you guys know it, but they kind of have a weird thing. They do a caucus next week. Right? They're doing their primary tonight. The... 16 of the 55 delegates are up for grabs tonight. The rest will be up for grabs next week. But she's lost. She's done. And she needs to understand she's done. And in Michigan, the other nice thing, frankly, is the uncommitted, right? The Democrat voters in Michigan, they plan to vote for Trump in the general election. There was a protest against Joe Biden's policies in the war in Gaza. Many Democrats in Michigan are voting uncommitted in the Democrat presidential primary. The protest is being led by Representative Rashida Tlaib. According to NBC, in the days leading up to the primary, sent robocalls to almost 90,000 residents in Michigan, urging them to vote uncommitted in the primary. Now, on Tuesday morning, Tlaib posted a video explaining why she voted uncommitted and refused to vote for Biden. Basically, what she's saying is he's acknowledging Israel, that he won't force a ceasefire. I mean, that's another country. Why are we... Anyway. Despite Tlaib using the protest to send a message to Biden to change his policies, some Democrat voters in Michigan had had enough of Biden and planned to vote for Trump in the general election. Now, this is them polling people as they come out of the, well, obviously, as they come out of the polls. Many said they planned to vote uncommitted in the Democrat primary and for Trump in the general election. It was that simple for them. Jamil Karaba, she is a driving instructor who immigrated to the U.S. from Lebanon. She said Biden is doing nothing for us and plans to switch her support to Donald Trump after voting uncommitted tonight. You know, she said, I want Republicans now because Biden is not doing nothing for us. He's helping Israel to kill our people. She said she came to vote uncommitted on a Democrat ballot, but will pull the lever for Trump in November. Many, many of these interviews went that way on the way out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro joins us, I hope, after the break. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have Tom DelBacaro with me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. In his book, The Divided Era and How We Got Here, The Keys for America's Reconciliation. I don't know. He's such an optimist. But, Tom, thanks for being with me.
Joe, great to be on. And my new book, The Lessons of the American Civilization, will be out July 30th.
Any pre-purchase?
Yes. We'll have, I'm sure in the not-too-distant when I'm on your show, I'll tell you when the pre-orders can start. But it'll probably be early June.
Wow. All right. Let's get to it on Governor Newsom. You know, I think, personally, I don't think he's going to make it, but I think he's vying and pushing to be president. I think he's sitting there waiting to step in when Joey B goes down in flames. What say you?
Well, Mr. Straits of Messina off the coast of Sicily, I for over a year I've been on your show or more where I've said that Joe Biden would not be the nominee.
Right.
But let's get into there's two things here. There's the Joe Biden's a disaster. What are we going to do? We got to have someone else. And then there is the procedure. And this is where the Democrats have screwed themselves. The procedure of someone else replacing Joe Biden has become problematic for them. And here's what I mean by this. Biden's going to wrap up the delegate count by the end of March. No one can get in the race now and say, okay, I'm going to register for the primaries and get delegates. That's over. It's too late. Biden's already in all those primaries. He's going to have enough delegates. And unless he by himself says, I release all my delegates, he's in control. So what is the mechanism? And by the way, he doesn't want to give up. I'll tell you who doesn't even want to give up much more than him. That's Jill Biden. And I'll tell you who doesn't want to give up even more than Jill Biden. The people running the White House now.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that there's a whole cadre of these people running the federal government and having the time of their lives. And I've been saying this for months and months on end. They're having the time of their lives. They're making the decisions. They're deciding Ukraine policy, Israeli policy, domestic policy. These are no names with enormous power. And people in politics, as you well know, love power.
Oh.
So here's the Democrats' problem. The problem is Biden, but it's also the calendar. So Biden controls whether he's the nominee or not. But let's just say that they convince him to release his delegates, and then we go to an old-fashioned convention and decide, okay, the convention is going to decide the nominee. The problem is the Democrats chose to have a late convention this year. Now, the reason why you have a late convention is you want to, historically, whoever had the later convention gets the last bounce before the election, right?
Right.
But there's a problem with that. It's late August, and just 13 days after the convention, ballots start going out to states, in some states. So when are the Democrats going to decide that to release their delegates and convince Joe Biden that he's got to get out of the way? Now, maybe they do it pre-convention and blah, 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 but at the end of the day, they have a very tight schedule. So to repeat, Joe Biden's a bad candidate. Who's in charge of his delegates? They have to convince him to step aside. They have to put someone else in there, and they have to do this within the timeline of the law so that they can get the ballots out in time by the first week or second week in December. I'm sorry, September. This has never happened before. That's the mountain they have to climb.
Did they hang themselves, so to speak, by having such a late convention?
Yeah, and keep in mind, the convention wasn't decided when they would have it last week. You have to decide this 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have handicapped themselves. Hung themselves? Time will tell. Handicapped themselves? That we...
Well, for me, I'm looking at this and saying, you know, they have become, or were, have become so cocky, so sure of themselves that they don't think anything can stop them. And that's why they do so much in our face and out in the open, because they almost feel like they're untouchable, don't you think?
Well,
you can contradict to me. You've done it before. Go for it.
I would put it a slightly different way. They've gotten away with everything to date. So why don't they think they can get away with this, too? Joe, I know you're younger, much, much, much younger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank
although
you.
I know your wife's rolling her eyes now.
She's laughing very hard. You just can't hear her.
There was a time when... You know, the 68 Democrat convention, they didn't choose delegates by the primaries. Those were beauty contests, right? Delegates the convention was a the convention delegates, which weren't tied to the popular vote in states, chose who the nominee would be. That's a different, we live in a different world today. So, yeah, the Democrats have, as you said it, bought their own rope. And whether or not Joe Biden is the nominee, I still can't believe that they've done this to themselves. On the other hand, I just have a basic question to your listeners. Why are things so close in the polls, despite how bad Biden is? And my answer is, that is how divided we are. That Democrats will continue to vote to policies that have cost hundreds of thousands of lives in the fentanyl crisis, immigration crisis, and the crime crisis. The world is on fire by historical standards. The U.S. economy is, we have $35 trillion in debt and inflation, and 67% of Americans or more are falling behind economically. And yet, they will continue, they will vote for, what's that, another 4 years at Bernie's.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you see it here in California. Right, with all the damage that Newsom has done, somehow he keeps getting back in. And
okay, but I, you and I disagree on this. I think Joe Newsom is weaker than he was 6 months ago, weaker since the debate. And so I don't think he's the shiny object he once was. But then again, they don't have anybody else.
Well, you know, I agree with you. He's not the shiny object. He's not something you're going to hold up and you know, tell, show everybody what you got. But they're so, they've been so conditioned that Republicans, GOP people, whatever, are nasty, mean, Satan's second cousin, that they won't vote for us no matter what. And again, look at where we're at again. We're going to hit $100 billion here. That's my estimate. We're going to have a deficit of that in the state soon. We've got to go for a quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host, more with Tom Del Picaro when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on, a lot coming up. Donald Trump, not really breaking news, you guys already know this. He crushes Nikki Haley in Michigan. He got 65% of the vote, she got 31. I'm sure that she will come back and say that, you know, there's a large portion of the American public that do not want Donald Trump. So I'm staying in this race until I get my job at CNN. Anyhow, Tom DelVicaro joins me. He's a Plymouth speaker. Former, come on, Tom. Where do all these losers go
line.
When they're done, right?
An author of the upcoming book, The Lessons of the American Civilization, coming out July 30th. 2024 pre-sales in June of 2024.
You got to get his book, but that kind of sounds like it's a generation past.
What do you mean a generation past?
Well, give me the title of the book again.
The Lessons of the American Civilization.
Yeah, like if what we can learn from it, because it's gone.
Interesting that you would say that, but you know what? You're from Boston, and I understand why you feel defeated.
Ooh. What are you talking about? We beat them.
Did Tammy like
we
that?
Beat
he
them.
Had to like that.
Yes.
Tammy you know, paid me to say that.
I'm sure. That's how she gets me back most of the time. So, anyway, you know, now you made me forget what we were talking. Well, anyway, Nikki Haley, just a quick comment on that. I mean, I just love the fact that she really, either she really believes that she's going to pull this out, which is total dementia on display, or she wants to keep bringing that money in because she can divert it to something else, or she's plugging for a job on MSNBC.
No, I don't. I hate to say this to you, and of course.
No, you will say it anyway.
I don't know. I think at the end of the day, she to date has hung in there because she thought that it's possible that legal maneuvering would overtake Trump and someone has to be there in that event. And that's so, you know, why not be me? Now that it doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it's not outside the realm, right? She has a puncher's chance, which is a boxing reference, meaning if you're in the ring and you have a hard punch to throw, maybe you can knock out the other side with just one punch, and that's all it takes. But that's not about to happen. She's going to, the same thing's going to happen on Super Tuesday, which features 16 states across the country, 11 of which have what you and I would describe as an open primary, meaning Democrats and independents could find their way into it. But none of the states, including California, do any of the polls indicate that she's got a shot at this. So she's going to hang in there through Super Tuesday because it's, you know, the table's already set. You know, I mean, for all your listeners in California or in the Super Tuesday states, they can look at their ballot and see that all of the nominee, you know, DeSantis is still there, Tim Scott's still there. They all qualified. Vivek's still there. Excuse me, they pulled out. So she's going to go through Super Tuesday. And that's when we'll see whether, by then Mitch McConnell will have endorsed Trump. That's when we'll see whether she will pull out for sure or not. Not after today, but next time around.
Yes, I agree with you. At some point, the money will dry up. She won't know what to do, and I don't see her hanging in either. I think that's a great point.
Her problem is she does not have a natural sector of the Republican Party. In 2008, even though it got away from him, Huckabee was running on he had a natural affiliation with the conservative wing of the party.
Right.
Nikki Haley, Trump obviously has the conservative wing of the Republican Party. Nikki Haley is literally appealing to non-Republicans to a degree and very moderate Republicans, but they're not the main portion of a primary. So she really has nowhere to gain traction. And if she loses outside money, she lost to Koch and
Koch brothers
this week.
Yeah.
She lost, well, they're not the brothers anymore.
No,
he died. The Koch entities. And she lost, Democrat donors. So she really doesn't have, she can get a small protest vote, but she really has nowhere to turn at this point. And if the money dries up, then we could have a very weird circumstance which is where she really can't, like, go into the next state and say, hi, I'm Nikki Haley. No, she just has to rely on people walking into the voting booth saying, here are the names. And those names will include DeSantis and Vivek and Tim Scott and others because they qualified in these other places. But only Trump will be able to say, vote for me, because she won't have the money.
Well, I'm going to hit you up again. Does Trump make it all the way into the Oval Office?
Well, I'm very much disturbed at the Republicans' ability to mess things up.
I agree.
Their refusal, and that's really the only way I can think of it now. Look, the Democrats are getting destroyed on the border, on crime, on the economy, and on foreign policy. In every major issue of the day, their policies have led to really bad things.
Yeah.
Yet Republicans have yet to go out and tell the electorate, we're going to fix these things by doing we're going to fix the border by doing 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to fix inflation by doing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I agree.
It remains, because of the divided era and the fact that so many Democrats in this country will vote for a zombie, if that's what it takes, because they hate Trump so much. But if I had to bet right now,
yes,
in a free and fair election, what a caveat that is.
Yeah, right.
I would say Trump will win. But the ability of Republicans to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory is legion.
Yeah, it's really, we were having a discussion on the show the other night about VP choices. And they were throwing up some of the candidates. And I said, I don't think there's any candidate up there, maybe just shy of DeSantis, that I would see as a VP candidate, because that VP candidate has to continue on, hopefully, for another 8 years. You're going to need at least 12 years to straighten this mess out. And I was thinking people like Vivek.
So wait a minute.
Go ahead.
So are you predicting DeSantis?
I would prefer DeSantis over some of the other choices I'm hearing about.
Well, who's your prediction?
All right,
give me the microphone.
At this point,
I'm holding this interview. Joe Messina, who are you predicting?
I hope he chooses DeSantis. That's what I hope.
Okay,
I would give him time to get strong and step into that position and be ready for where he needs to be.
But who are you? Who do you? You hope, but who do you think he actually will?
Oh God!
Come on!
I really don't, Tom. I don't know. You got me. I don't know.
All right. I can give you the rationale.
Okay, you got 1 minute. Give me the rationale. Go for it.
He's picking Tim Scott because. Of all the women that he could choose, Kristi Noem, who is a good choice, at least Stefanik, they're very pro-life, and then they would be attacked on that. However, and that would not help him with suburban women. However, if he picks Tim Scott, he gets a twofer. Suburban Republican women will like the fact that he picked Tim Scott, and Black Americans will also like it.
God. All right. I like Tim Scott, but I don't
think he's ready. You don't like Tim Scott?
No, I do. I said I do like Tim Scott, but I don't think he's ready for that position. You, where do we get your book? Come on.
The Divided Era on Amazon, July 30th, Lessons of the American Civilization. I really thank that the fact that a person from Boston would allow me on their show.
Well, I have my week.
But not their morning show. I'm still waiting for that call.
Well, I was trying to be... Okay, all right. We'll connect later. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dinkins joins me at the top of the hour.